أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة. In the previous ayats we read that when those difficult sort of occasions come to make the right decision, at that time a person should make the right decision and go into that difficult position which appears to him. Allah opens great ways after that, from that narrowness which he goes in, which appears very hard for him to do the right thing at that time. Like for example, also a very simple thing, on a cold morning to get up for Fajr. A person desires, let me still sleep and I'll make Fajr at home. But at that time he makes the right decision and he gets up and he goes for Fajr. Whether he has to make wudu with cold water or what, but he does the right thing, then Allah opens great doors for such a person. So one such aspect which Allah Ta'ala referred to, and these are not all, these are some which Allah Ta'ala has referred to here, is that in the days of difficulties and hardship, when people are in hunger, to spend on those hungry people. A person might feel, I've got my own needs, I wanted to buy this car, I wanted to do that, and now this people, there is this occasion that has come to spend on this people. At that time to make the right decision and to spend on those people, then Allah opens great doors. Further, another great aspect which a person can spend on and which Allah encourages is yateeman dha maqraba. Yateem ko jo qarabat wala hai, to spend on the yateem. Yateem, an orphan child according to Sharia, is a child that is not yet baligh, that is still immature and whose father has passed away. He hasn't got the shadow of his father, that is a yateem. So in any case, to spend on any yateem is very valuable. But moreover, when he is dha maqraba, he is a family member also, then moreover we should spend on them. Sometimes somebody in the family passes away and he leaves little orphan children. This is an occasion of great reward to spend on those orphan children. It's much more, not only double, but much more to spend on the needy. And this is an orphan child, and then he is a family child. Always to spend on the family is preferable to spend outside, which is a common saying, charity starts at home, to spend on any family people. When we have got zakat also to spend, lillah, we should see to our family first and see their needs, whether it is cousins, etc., immediate family, cousins, etc. Of course, zakat cannot be given to our immediate family, the masalas we should come to know of, where we can spend our zakat, where we can't give our zakat. But to spend on the family is a great very greatly rewarding. So Allah Ta'ala encourages that also, to spend on the yateem. And very fortunate is that person who makes sure that in all my charity which I give, it is going to some orphan somewhere, and if it is grand, that it be going to a family member, which is even much more greater. These will bring the very great rewards in the year after, and a person will get great closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Then another cause that Allah Ta'ala gives us to spend in, O miskinan dha matraba, ya muhtaj ko jo khaak mein rul raha hai, or that miskin who is rolling in the sand. That is, that person is rolling on the ground because of his hunger. He hasn't got anything. He's a very great destitute, very desperate, and he's a miskeen also. Miskeen is that person who hasn't got sufficient to satisfy his needs. And this person is such that he is rolling on the ground because of his desperation. He really needs help. To spend on such a person is also greatly rewarding. And all these occasions Allah Ta'ala does bring them about. And it is we might think that why are people suffering like this? But if we look at it holistically, then we see it is an occasion for many people to make their jannah. Many people, by the other ibadat, they can't attain great rewards by Allah. But by spending on these, Allah makes this occasion, and there are many people that whose hearts just open up for this social welfare work. And they spend on these people, there are many who go into these difficult areas and difficult situations, and they go there and spend on these people. This is a very, very great work of merit also. Islam is not only in the masjid, and Islam is not only in Ramadan or in Hajj, but Islam is everywhere. And Allah give us tawfiq. These are those difficult occasions where if a person is fortunate, his heart opens and he spends on all these people. And here again, Allah hasn't put the condition of iman either. That yatim, that orphan, or that miskeen, even if he's a non-Muslim, but he's so desperate, to spend on him also is greatly rewarding. It has been narrated in a hadith that everything that has got a heart in it, to spend on that, it is reward by Allah Ta'ala. So even if a person looks after a cat, looks after a dog also, and a cat or dog also that is in difficulty, as with the famous incident is of that evil lady when she gave water to the dog that was panting of thirst. On that Allah Ta'ala granted her forgiveness. Though otherwise she was involved in lot of other great evil sin, but she cared for that dog, Allah gave her also great reward. So for animals also there is reward, then what to say about human beings? What to say about Muslims? And what to say about family members if we spend? May Allah give us tawfiq that we open our hearts, and from what Allah has given us, we spend on the needy and the destitute as well.